Okay, thank you.
Just let everyone know, Piazza's recording the meeting. Construction schedule. I know number 21 has been going out. Did we get comments back from everyone, Joe?
Yes, yesterday.
Which one?
21.
Do we know what the completion date for this?
Not yet. I sent everything to Stuart last night. So as soon as he gets it, we'll share it with everyone.
You did provide an update through email on the ACP and zinc panels. Was that getting shipped today?
Shipped today.
That was the remainder?
Yep. I got to follow up with them. But yes, scheduled to ship today.
Is that both sets of panels, Joe? The zinc and ACP?
I was told everything, the remainder of the order.
Okay. Talt was turning on the panels. We got permanent power a couple weeks ago. Talt's been turning on the panels one at a time. Are all the panels turned on at this point?
No, not yet. He's still working on it.
So what electric is not available yet? What are we not
having? I think the gym. He hasn't gotten to that one yet. I think the SB panels he hasn't gotten to yet.
What's SB?
I'm not sure. But the rest of them, he's got on.
Okay.
And Ed sent an email if there's any
power
panel that, if there's any panels that are that are required by anybody to let us know, we'll work on those first.
And fire alarm install, it's still ongoing, correct?
Well, yeah, fire alarm install. Fire alarm install is still going, and they're going to be coming on Friday to do the testing and programming.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How
are
you doing?
Nothing.
So, Russ, you had asked the question last week about the fire alarm.
Yep.
So they're going to be coming Friday to start doing the testing and programming.
Okay. So you just need final sign off for that.
Yes. It's going to take them a few days to get it all up and running.
Anything else regarding the construction schedule?
Okay.
Next topic, field coordination. Just a reminder, everyone's responsible for cleaning up their stuff. Consolidating materials, everyone was getting their stuff off the first floor. Mike, anybody still in your areas? Not consolidated?
Well, we're back in the classrooms. You moved out in the hallways and then moved back in. So just got to keep clear of the walls for my base so we can flow through. So Terrazzo guy is going to be grinding the first floor corridor. So any miscellaneous tools, gang boxes need to be moved from first floor.
Can we have an answer when we're going to get the stuff out of the first floor?
Yeah, we just walked the first floor. It was a mess, right?
Yeah.
It's people's stuff that's in a way. I want to clean up. So I need it out. Or why don't we use the cafeteria as a staging area? Or make this concession that we're going to use the gym, and when everybody's out of the gym, we go and finish up the gym. One way, we got to have an area, or get Channies up. So I don't know what to tell you.
What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, they got to move out of there, move into the, work your way out the door towards the cafeteria and out the.
Not the gym. Yeah, I think the cafeteria would be a better area than the gym.
Yeah, but you got to protect that floor because it's polished up. I'm not going to protest. All I'm saying is this. It's very simple here, guys. It's like every normal construction job. Pick an area that is going to be the last area that everybody's going to walk out of.
So why don't you pick it?
For me, the gym is fine. I need to put plywood down. Not now, but that's all I really got left in there, the plywood and the wood floor.
So then the gym
is... No, well, we're doing... We have about a month worth of work in there. We're doing the lights, the fire alarm, the PA.
You know, but that's not our fault that you're behind there.
No, we're not behind.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
We're not behind.
Well, everybody else is done.
Well, everybody else still got their stuff in there. Go ahead, Mike.
If everything is in the middle and you have access to the perimeter and the walls, is that not good enough?
No, we're working in there. We're working with Piazza. They're moving stuff. Every other contractor's, they're giving us a row, and then we'll go to the next row. They'll move the next row. So we're continuing that.
We're continuing that. What I'm saying is you've got a lot of stuff on the first floor classrooms that have got to be moved. Right.
But that's what he's saying.
No, he's talking about the stuff that's in there now.
But there's going to be more stuff in there.
Right.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay, but we're talking
try
about
this. Let's, the only thing we can do is try it, and then if it hinders you, let Savin know, and we'll figure something else
out. What is left, though, on the first floor? Is it stuff that's going to be installed on the first floor, or is it just going to be installed everywhere? We got to get gang boxes out. There's no, everybody can't move. We're never going to finish the floor if people don't start moving out.
I agree.
Reduce what
so
these guys need
what
on the
we job. Have, if possible, to the most extent, and get everything consolidated to the middle of the gym floor. That's the plan. If it doesn't work or there's some snares, then we'll talk about them.
Right now, for Piazza, the last of our cabinetry is going in today and tomorrow for first floor.
Okay.
And we're trying to work around everything that's there. It just...
General, I got a base.
And then we just got base. All the floors are in.
We're trying to accommodate.
Yep.
Just but, you know, Michael, what I'm trying to say, this is very simple, is we're going to give you, okay, all the classrooms, all the corridors, okay?
I'm the back end of the link, the outside
by the end of the month. Just hear me out. So let's pick an area. I mean.
I think we just did.
I think there's a lot of the stuff that's going to come out of the classroom, like the steel box and stuff that they have, is going to now cluster up that gym even more. Now, it doesn't make a difference to me.
You said pick an area.
Then we'll use that, but it's just...
What other area is there?
Outside, in container. Mm. But people have to start finishing up areas and start moving out. They can't leave everything there. And
like they've been for the last 2 years.
And walk down two floors to go get something on the first floor that you need somewhere else. Just got to get stuff out.
All right, so that should be every prime's directive, is to try to get as much out as we can in the remainder of this week. And we'll see where we end up on Monday.
I think that there should be a meeting with the foremen that are on site for each contractor and go through what you need to get rid of.
I agree.
Is that agreeable? Okay.
Yep.
I just made an appointment for Nancy to have a meeting. We'll tell her what
she's to call.
You know what I mean? Big Chris, all right? You two, you and Nancy should meet with the foremen on the job and see what could be taken out and disposed of or moved back to the yard, whatever.
Michael,
can
the issue
rock
out?
Yes, it's gone.
So,
So that's a good plan. We have metal studs.
All right. Mike, you said they were going to grind the first floor hallway. When's that starting?
By the, we're actually grinding the emblem.
The link corridor.
We're actually grinding the emblem this afternoon.
So my question on the grinding is, how are you powering that? Still with my generator?
With your generator until Monday morning.
Gotcha. Perfect.
And if that works for you, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll have your generator back. And
it's not mine.
Appreciate it. The generator.
That's why I'm so concerned about it.
I started with the outer ring of the emblem, but they said they're going to grind those two areas first, then they're going to do the letters and grind that later. The plan?
The plan I know of, they're going to grind the emblem area.
The entire thing?
As a whole. I'm not sure if there's like a, they do it by pieces. Is that?
But the letters aren't in. Just walk by.
Oh, they are in. They're buried.
They're
all taken. Yes.
Chris, we're going to pick up the generator Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning?
The letters are in. Oh, absolutely. They did it right. Beautiful. Yep.
Is the same crew that's picking up the generator, same people picking up the heaters?
I'd like you to have, I don't know if it's the same group, but I would like to have the heaters that we bought.
Three of them, right? You bought
five.
Five?
Five.
Whatever, I don't know how many. Whatever.
You got three or four right there.
Yeah,
there should
four
be four right there and then one out in the hallway.
You want to swap them up? Like a couple with the wheels? You want bigger ones?
No.
Instead of all the small ones?
I think the small ones are probably better for us.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They'll take up less space in the room that we don't use of the equipment.
All right. Last meeting, we also talked about the LVT installation. They were currently on the first floor. The second, third, and fourth floor were done. We're still on first.
It's done. It's complete.
All right.
Yep. Just base.
Okay. Tall, all your light fixtures have been installed in the academic building, right?
There's one room on the second floor, that's missing that one row back there.
Is this the lab tech?
I'm not sure if it's the first floor or second floor. It's a classroom.
Okay. But all the lights are in where you can work.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've already started doing your gym light fixtures, right?
Yes.
I believe you've got guys in there now doing that,
yes,
as well.
Did you check your light fixtures where the backstops go up, that you're not interfering with it? You know what I mean? 99% of the time?
They do.
Jim, at the last meeting, you mentioned that the duct plenum shaft needs to be cleaned out.
It's cleaned out.
I think you were referring to the water that was in there?
No. I reminded everyone of that. How does that water get out eventually evaporate? I don't know where it's coming from. Oh, you mean it's filling with water? It might have been residual, but it was still 10 inches in a 12-inch trough of water. Oh, so somebody needs to look at that, sure.
Where is that?
Plenum in the gym. Yeah. Northeast corner.
Yeah, right near the loading dock. Yeah. Has about 10 to 12 inches of water in it constantly.
That's where the water's coming into the loading dock in the building. That's the low spot.
Maybe. So that would be the best scenario.
What's happening over there? Yeah.
Can we get somebody in there with a shop vac? Pump out this. Then we'll know if it's coming in from the ground or not.
Yeah, it's going to be. Okay. Going to rain again.
Probably coming in from.
We went in the direction.
Yeah, if we can get the water out just so we can see, that would be great.
Is the sidewalk there higher than the McLean Avenue one? Coming to McLean Avenue?
Yep. It's probably that. You were right all along. Just for the record.
How do you do it for a living?
You were right all along.
For future, for going forward.
Just for until the loading dock is secure.
Okay. So who would do that? Is that something the owner would do? Is that something you guys would do? Jim is suggesting a small sump pump be put in there with a float pumping out.
That's a great idea.
If that's something I defer to these guys to see and then make it a change order in their request.
Can we get in there?
We don't have to make a change order. Well, we just need a little sump pump. I can just bring
you.
Oh, you mean? Oh, I thought you were talking about
something for.
Yeah.
I think Nick, once we put that out there and we figure out how we're going to make that water run away from the building, I don't think you're going to have a problem there. This side is higher, so the water's coming like this.
What's it going to cost?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is out of order or not, but when we walked through this morning, we saw the classroom, Joe and Mike, that has the partition in it.
Yes.
Fourth floor.
Is that partition movable?
Absolutely.
How do you move it?
I can show you how to move it. Okay. I get the crank handle. So you crank up the bottom. It's two panels at one.
Well, I tried. And slide. I was up there and I said, "How's this thing move?" The other one moves so nicely. The little piece.
The single
there.
Piece. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's two panels at a time, and there's a crank handle. It's very easy to operate.
Okay.
So actually, George, I can give you a demonstration.
Crank down for sound, right?
Yes, it cranks down for sound. It locks in.
Down to keep the sound.
counterclockwise, cranks down the bottom seal, and then crank it back. Very simple. I'll show you.
Anything else on field coordination? Jose, you mentioned...
I have a question.
Yeah?
We are painting up on the stairwells, and this is a question for Russ. Do you want me to start installing the rubber, or do you want to wait to the very end and start installing the rubber on the stairwells? Because people are going up and down and damaging them. We usually do it for last, but what do you want to do?
The rubber trays.
It's not holding anything, but it's just for the finish of it.
Well, I thought we still had some grinding that we had to look at.
That was taken care of. Just
but he has to look at
it. I'm not talking about the level part of it. I'm just saying, how do you want to sequence it?
It's really up to you how to sequence it, but I would advise that it's in the best interest in order to do that as late as possible.
Okay, that's all I
want
to know.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Right, I just, you know.
But let's close the loop on the grinding, too.
Get that thing done and call them in.
How about like a little piece? Well, what goes over that on that over the slab? Rubber.
Just the rubber.
Yeah. So we should have a little piece of that, just so that we see.
No, we have it. Okay. We have all the rubber.
We have all of it. Yeah.
No, so when we check for the grinding, we see that it's level to the rubber. Oh. That's the idea, right?
Yeah. No problem. It's the same thing that we did over. Remember we did the leveling, and then we put the rubber and the nosing and double checked everything.
Perfect.
Same thing.
Yeah. Is the grinding complete?
Yes, we're going to take one more final look at it.
I think we have to hit one more shot where we have the scaffold.
Yeah, up top, we do have to fill that in.
Just a little.
That's right, yes. That one came out like magic. Okay, yes, so. It looks good, yes, that was good. We do have a small spot up top we have to touch up. That's it never happened.
All right, field coordination. Jose, you mentioned to me this morning he was starting to turn on the panels for Jim for the heat.
Yes. Okay. That'll be one of the next ones.
What, were we just going 4-3-2, working our way down?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 2-week look ahead. I need from Piazza and Lombardo.
You should have those.
I submitted it yesterday.
Last upload I see was to 4-7.
And the one before that, there was the two were done.
Two were submitted yesterday.
You only got one? Okay, I'll look again.
Yeah,
okay.
I just looked like an hour ago.
Okay, so I'll check on submittal. Yeah, I put them both through yesterday.
No worries.
Yeah, okay. I'll check on that when I get back.
Construction observations. The fencing, are we going to fix that ever? The gates and stuff?
Probably not.
We were supposed to do that a while back.
Yeah, it looked good.
I don't know about that.
Character.
It's the neighbor.
Stair B risers. We just talked about the grinding. regarding the bolts and the mesh panels, that was all okay.
Bolts and
the panels. The paint color was okay.
Yes. Yep.
You guys should be able to continue your work there.
Yep.
That's good. They approved the paint color?
Yes. Yeah, in the field yesterday.
We know which one it was because he sent the
one. Whichever one he's putting on right now.
The gray one.
The gray one.
It was gotta have the KGD tint of blue in it, man.
It was the one that matched.
Yep, that's what's going on.
Okay.
And just Russ had also mentioned, he just mentioned we still need a list of areas where you guys chipped out. So just a reminder on that. Anything else for construction observations?
Is that for the landings?
Yeah, he mentioned that you guys were chipping everywhere. He just wanted a list of all areas that.
Tell us where to go up the
chest.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else on construction observations?
Yeah, I just want to mention one thing. When we're adjusting, working out the curves on the outside, from what I heard, they're going to make a drop curve in front of the building. I just advise with that we should have some kind of curb there because the water, that road is crowned. So that water is going to go both ways. And if you have a heavy rain, I'm afraid that's going to be able to. My suggestion is to put a trough drain somewhere in the middle of that area, so when that water comes over, it picks it up. Because if you see the rain, It's correct. To have a zero.
Yeah, Nick, that's one of the options we're going to look at.
No. I'm just saying.
They're out there surveying.
Right now. I just told him we joined with the surveyor, and he was talking to me. And then on the McLean, when you're dropping there, we've got to get that water to come off the sidewalk, the existing sidewalk, and get out before it makes it, you know, it goes like this. We got to get it to go this way.
Okay.
So you may on that walkway. Maybe just a little awkward that you'll feel it, but you got to do something because of the water. Or, you know, put a drain, but then again, how are they going to maintain a drain 2-3 years from now? So that's what you got to figure out.
Yep, we're working on it.
Anything else on construction observation?
We have the manufacturer coming in for the perimeter. But now with the letter, if you go to the White Plains School, Middletown School, White Plains Hospital, all the things we did, you're going to see all the ceilings are just like this, with the tab going down, so the tegular sits properly, so you're not cutting it and then patching it up with white. But you'll get the letter from the manufacturer that it is,
yep,
it's good, it's what they normally do. Instead of putting a tab in, they just add a T.
On the ceilings?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Submittals. Brian, I just got a couple for you. The vegetated roof systems.
Yep. Joe and Mike and I are going to talk about that, at the end of this meeting.
And I see wireless access point from Talt. And a couple toilet compartment and bath accessories.
Yeah, Lauren was doing that this morning.
Yeah.
Brian, when you review the wireless access points, if you could pick the color, I think you would want white.
White.
Yeah. So I think.
Now, I know I just mentioned the vegetated roof system. Mike, I saw an email. It seems like they got a question that you asked Nancy about. Before it's an answer.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're going to discuss with Brian.
Okay. Just making sure that's what it's all.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. Middles. RFIs. There's two RFIs. The existing playground panel that's been sitting there for a couple weeks. And we got a new one, the dedication plaque.
Well, that's on hold now. The plaque. Did Mike want to change it, or the school want to change it?
Yeah, you guys submitted RFI on Monday.
Mike Felicio called me and said, is the plaque on order? I said, we were just ordering it, and we put it on hold because he wants to change the name.
Okay. So, Sue's looking into it.
Well, we didn't know who put it on hold, because it had been on hold, and then we got released. So I'm not sure if we're just recycling old information or not.
Well, we'll find out, because then we can release it.
Okay. Get Mike back here.
New items. Fire stopping. MEPs needed to complete their first floor fire stopping and advise once complete. I haven't seen anybody tell us that they were completed with that. So hopefully you guys are still doing that. But reminder, you guys got to let us know when you're done, because we need to have the final inspection completed. Mike, do you know that Rob has all his toilet accessories?
The last of them were dropped off yesterday.
Yeah, we just got them
from the district. We brought them in.
We don't know if anything's missing.
Yeah, so we'll get a final list if we need.
Okay. And then I know you, Rob has an issue with, he wanted to review with Brian after the meeting or at some point,
little
right?
About the little kid toilets with the toilet paper. Because the one that was spec'd for is long. So, you know, we should use a shorter one. It's more knee space. So, this one.
You just remind Rob after the meeting? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike. Okay. Regarding the elevator, phone lines are still needed. YPS also wants a sign posted to not use once the elevator's working. Regarding the existing traffic pole signals, YPS stated Dominic will make them a priority to remove. Do we have an update on when that might happen? Mike.
Traffic polls.
What was the question?
You were going to reach out to Dominic about moving the traffic signal polls?
He wrote back to me. Let's see what he said. I think he said that he finally got in touch with Verde. Let's see if there's a date. Go on to the next thing. I'll get back.
No problem. Any issues with the roof penetration at ERU-03?
I don't think there will be. The way Mike described it, I don't think there will be an issue.
Okay. Can I close that?
The roof is here
right now, right?
The roofer is on set today.
Oh, is he?
If you want to coordinate something real quick with the roofer.
All right, let me...
Yeah, Mike, I saw Chris walking around.
Yeah, Chris is around.
All right, let me talk to Little Al.
I have a question. So, on Monday, I'm sorry, he wrote back, we are supposed to be out there early next week. I'll confirm the date. You have this Monday.
I have a question. The black pads that are going in, do they absorb water?
The what?
The black pads.
The rubber.
The safety surface.
Do they absorb water?
It's open to the sky.
No.
Absorb water.
They should?
They shouldn't.
Oh, they shouldn't. Okay.
They're impervious, right?
Yeah.
No, for my personal use, I thought.
They're going to take a little while to dry out. It's not like it's.
But the water doesn't sit on top, right? It goes down.
It goes in. It's got a drain. It's like in the belt.
There's drains underneath.
No, I just wanted for my personal thing at my house. Yeah. Be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need like 150 of them. We have excess.
We got a couple of cut ends left if you want to.
I would imagine it's like a.
That's all I want to know. I want to know.
Yeah. A couple of scraps.
No. Just like
150 scraps.
The generator, Piazza said they'll be done with that on Monday.
Well, why can't we hook it to permanent power? We can.
We
smoke about
if
it.
We need it.
Yeah.
And Michael, what are we doing? We start doing with ad stock.
Give it to George.
We can put it in the storage room in the basement.
There is none.
What do you mean?
How much stock are you talking about?
Yeah,
you get a percent.
So we have like silly tile things,
right? But we have to talk before you guys just leave me. 700 linear feet of something. We need to have a conversation about that because we need some, but not everything you guys don't want to take back with you.
I would suggest we put it in a classroom so we can inventory it. So we can
that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, like if you want some grout, if you want inset, if you want some tile, you want ceiling tile. Stuff that you have that is something, if you
want
to match it.
Some of a lot,
right, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't want to give it 30 bags or something. And
then we don't want 30
bags.
Got it. Yes. So pick up classroom, I don't care.
Okay. So why don't we pick it? Can we have a day? This way we can say, okay, we got 50 of these. You want 50 of these? No, I want 10. Put 10 over there and get the rest
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. I'll assign George to that, and that'll be that.
Okay, good.
And we just need inventory to make sure that you've fulfilled the contractual requirements so we don't have to argue about that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is George, Nick.
Okay, George.
George is going to be the head custodian.
That's all I want to do is make sure there's this and that, and then this way you don't have too much, and I don't have to take it out twice.
Got it.
We'll have to exchange numbers so I can
today.
Get in touch. Yeah, today. We leave.
Yeah, because...
Yep.
Michael, fire watch, is that over?
Oh, yeah. $120,000 later. It's all done nice.
Okay. And you'll pick up the heaters when?
Tuesday.
Next week, right?
The heaters we can pick up anytime.
You can pay them on today.
You need one more.
Yeah, it's right out in the hallway.
So let me know when the fifth one.
I'll send you an email when they're all in here, no problem.
Pick it up the same day before.
You got it.
Pick it up today. Give him the one heater. Get it out. Get one thing out of it.
Right there. We just burn the last little heat out.
Okay.
It's ready.
So you think this afternoon will be okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell me back in an hour. We'll have it.
Okay. Just a reminder, Piazza's elevator sub, they completed all their work. And that there will be a charge to move the cab. All contractors are to coordinate any remaining work to avoid multiple charges.
Don't we have
just a reminder, KGD stated that due to the Piazza sub, the elevator substitution, a few items were still missed from their contract, and the owner should not be charged to move the cab for any unfinished work.
Yeah, you put that down. We'll see how it goes.
It was down from the last meeting. I'm just repeating it.
I understand.
KGD and Savin both stated Piazza should protect all exterior openings. This was regarding because any possible rain that might get into the building. They suggested that maybe you guys could put sandbags in front of the doorways to prevent any water from getting in the building. It was a suggestion.
Hey, before you move on, talk about the dedication plaque. Don't forget that.
I just talked about it to Russ. So the next time you're ready, it's going to be sent to us and we'll release it again.
And I'll have to do that today.
The just want to add in the size and location does not change.
No.
Why, is there a cutout in the wall for it already?
Not yet, but there will be. We kind of bypass
so
that.
Just let me make sure it fits what I want.
No, we're...
All I want to do is add one name to it.
Okay. Size of the plaque should not change.
Okay. Just make sure we leave it El Jefe.
For the new Jefe. There's a lot of Jefes around.
The new Jefe.
Let me tell you.
Did we ever figure out who's providing this time capsule? Are we doing it?
Well, we obviously have to do it if the Board of Education... Whose idea was this?
What does it get buried? Like in a wall?
I don't know.
Care.
It's pretty cool.
I thought it gets buried.
That's what I thought.
So the 2024 stone? No. I don't know what you have.
Yeah, like goes behind a
wall. It goes behind that stone.
Yeah.
So they would put little trinkets in there, put our names in there, and put the time capsule in, and then we put the stone back. So
that's pretty cool.
How big is it?
30 feet from now when we do it?
Did you ever see Murder, She Wrote? When they opened the time capsule, they found
a
head.
Mango beer can.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your buffalo, how many buffalo nickels found behind the lockers? Of course, they're not worth anything.
Joe, you were going to send us the PCOs for the roof rails and the Schindler change orders. Did we get those yet?
No, you didn't.
So using the cab and the elevators, right? Because we went up there, we did all our, right? If we should schedule a day that you're going to put your telephone wires in, you're going to do that, and whatever needs to be done in that day, we just you call the guy in.
So we have a slight update, right, Al, for Verizon. What happened? They came here?
They came here. They're supposed to be coming in a week or two.
Were you part of that, Chris? Nancy had advised.
Well, I know a little bit about it. I know we're supposed to be having a meeting after this meeting to talk about that. But, yeah, he was here, I believe.
Who's having a meeting after this meeting?
We are.
Am I part of that?
I think so. It's to discuss the whole thing with the telephone.
But who's are you leading that? Do you have all the information?
Vince Recibo is going to be here. He'll be here.
That makes sense now. Okay.
And I think, Nick, where'd he go?
Go ahead.
And I think the telephone wires are already installed for the phone.
All the wiring inside the elevators are installed.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just have to terminate when Verizon gets
to
Verizon point.
Right, that's going to be downstairs at MDF. So as far as told, I don't think we have anything else that's going to be going in the elevator cab or in the elevator shaft. So I don't think we need anything else.
I think
else.
Jim is the only one that's got to do something, right, Jim, at the top?
What are we talking?
Elevator.
We have to get in there.
You have to do something at the top,
two
right?
Holes, two blocks we have to remove, that's it.
What do you need for access?
Can you do it from the other side, or do you have to be in the cab?
If I can get into the cab, even if it's stationed all the way down, I can do it.
Why can't? Don't we have the keys? How do we open the cab?
No, I don't think they gave
it. Only the elevator company
can't,
has the keys?
Well, no, they have the key. I mean, we could get in there. I'd get in there with this pen if I need to, but it's to move the elevator to where... So they can operate above.
It could be all the way down.
It's not where it is right now. It's probably stuck right
in the middle.
Oh, they keep it in the middle so you don't get...
But can you go on the other side of it? Can you go on the other side, you know what I mean? From the outside of the shed?
I believe you did...
The cab itself.
I believe you did the community building one.
The cab.
No, I'm saying, here's the shaft, right? Mm-hmm. Can you work on this side of the shaft to get it? Oh.
No, because the block's going to fall on the...
fall on the cab. Yeah, we want to protect and destroy
the cab. So, why don't you, Mike, he said it still might be okay. Why don't you show him where the elevator is, and then you make your decision if you can get in there or not.
Right now, the elevator in this building is down by the basement. So your debris will drop and destroy the cab.
Well, that's why we need to protect it. Completely protected.
Right. The holes that you had made at the community building elevator, my elevator guy was there, and you guys worked hand in hand. I believe all you have to do is get back up there and do some patching and maybe a fire stop around it to complete that one. This one, I don't believe any of the work. Don't quote me on that, but I don't believe any of the holes were started.
Why don't we do this, Mom? Why don't you give me the guy from Schindler's number? I know the main guy, and we'll coordinate a day.
That's what I'm okay for.
People that need to get in there, though.
Yes, and there's other people.
We're trying to coordinate it so everyone gets in.
We got to get in.
I still got to get back 3 times.
You have to get in there?
I had to reconnect my sump pump. I had to take it out.
You have to reconnect over in the community building.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is, if I'm able to call the guy and say, listen, you need to do a solid for me here, and let's pick a day and get these guys on board on that day. He does the cab.
If Nick had a day a week out, you guys would be able to accommodate that, right?
Yes.
Make your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
going to
give you another. I'm just going to call the guy myself.
But
is everything...
There's fire alarm stuff in there,
is everything all right with the sump? Yeah, I think he did the fire alarm.
And the power.
I think the fire alarm...
Everything's okay with everything, except for what's not on site yet.
Stuff that had to be done in there.
Like fire alarms, Verizon wires.
Somewhere else.
Well, Verizon wires, that's all done, right? In the case.
In the cab, I believe the telephone, all the telephone is done.
Right.
Yeah.
So the only thing is this, that I know of is the sump pump and your holes.
Mm. And the telephone line has been run in there? I don't think so.
Fire alarm?
Yeah.
He goes to a panel with his wire, with his phone wire. Our elevator guy has the wire sitting there. They do whatever to dial it right at the panel. Okay. Has nothing to do with the elevator.
So from the panel to the cab is already in?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Joe, but keep in mind, there's that extra for the security that you guys are still... Okay, you guys...
All that wire is pulled.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good. Make your day.
So, you don't need the elevator up
I don't think
down
we need anything in the elevator shaft.
Okay.
Because
so just Lombardo?
I think the only Lombardo thing we had left was the security stuff, but we're not running any of the security stuff in the for the elevator. What you just said that...
Yeah, all that wire that they would do with the...
Yeah, the whatchamacallit. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The runner, whatever you want
to call it. Yeah.
That's all in.
Okay, that was it.
John sent a list of miscellaneous things that might be above the elevator that need to be complete. So we should just double check that list.
Yep.
And last thing I had from the last meeting, KGD asked Piazza to lay out the fence line at the playground. Did we do that?
He did not do it. I've asked him.
Joe, it's the messenger.
The playground, the surveyor here, let him check the grade on that. Because I think we're 7 inches too low.
Too low.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Yeah, 7 inches too low on the curb line for the neighbor's property.
On the back end.
On the back end.
On the back end.
On the back side.
Oh, but everything is easy to fix, but let's fix it while we're ready to get into it.
So,
yeah.
So there's an email from the elevator guy this morning. He's got to come back and do some adjustments. So maybe we can sneak Jim in while he's here doing those adjustments.
The elevator guy owes. So let me deal with that.
So the adjustments, his weights are still, these counterweights to do his final adjustments.
That's another point.
That's the latest one?
Yeah,
but that's another point. So schedule it. Get a hold of Jim and Lombardo.
Yep. That's what we're saying. When the guy's here, they'll coordinate.
Right, but if he gives you a hard time, he owes. Then let me deal with that.
That's okay. That's fine.
All right. And the next meeting is 4:24. I'll go around now. If anybody has anything to add, they can do so. Fran, you have anything?
No, thank you.
Mike?
I'm just going to need Brian after the meeting for a few things. That's all. Some painting details in the gymnasium, the green roof, and other than that, I have nothing today. I think we're okay so far.
And you're going to take him to look at the dispensers with Rob.
I did with Rob, yes. That's on my list.
Okay. Joe, you got anything?
Not right now.
Thank you, sir. Russ?
I'm good, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Michael?
No.
Thank you. George?
No.
Al?
No.
Jim?
Baseboard radiation corners.
Yeah, we just got your PCO.
Anyone wants to discuss it? I have a couple extra pictures here.
I'd like to see what it looks like now with the standard corners.
Take it each one.
So you're unable to clip it in?
No, I'm sure it'll come up on one of your punch lists.
So that's...
I wouldn't accept that.
Yeah.
What's that square?
The walls. Many walls. 51 out of 71 outside corners and most of the inside corners.
Square it. It's not the wall.
It's the unit?
Yeah.
What unit?
Is it a pound? See the square or it's not square?
Put a square on it, but I see what it is, Michael.
Well, I see where the square is on there. Lighting's not great, but 51 out of 70 something.
The floors are the elevators right in here.
Okay,
good.
We have that.
Yep.
So we're talking about this right here, right? So this little line right here. Is this over there?
See how far off that is?
He's saying on the foot it's basically 3/4 out of square.
Right.
You gotta show me that. Okay, show me.
So inside and outside issues. Mm-hmm. It's the first time hearing of this.
Jim, did you have anything else?
We'll see one, please.
Not at this time.
Thank you, sir. Nick, you got anything?
No.
Nick Piazza, you got anything?
No.
Mr. Piazza, you have anything?
No.
New?
No.
Nothing?
He said no.
I didn't hear him. Mike?
Yes, two things. Room 216, technology. They called for a B5 drop-in sink. So we provided it to the millwork. I cut the hole this morning. And the depth of the sink won't allow the ADA apron to go in. So it's 11.5 inches in depth, the sink we provide them, you know, spec'd out for B5, which is a drop-in sink, 11.5 inches deep. His ADA apron won't fit. So I don't know if they want us to go find one that does fit his countertop or what.
Can you cut it?
No, it's the depth of the sink. So it drops down 11.5 inches. And then he's got an apron that comes down on whatever angle that is, and it doesn't fit. Something like that, yeah. So I don't know if they want us to maybe find a sink with less depth and report back.
Can you check on that?
Yeah, we will. And one other thing, those two roof drains, remember we added on those little tiny roofs, one on Lawrence, one on in Cortland. Remember those little roofs out there? We add roof drains later. There's one in the main entrance on in Cortland. And one on Lawrence. We added
canopy drains?
Yeah. Eventually that they're gonna have to be piped into something.
We know that.
Okay, and that's been dealt with. There might be and they're gonna have to tell us where to put that pipe because it's gonna be exposed. They want it behind something or just bolted to the wall. Something to look at.
Those are exterior.
So you got the main entrance and then there's a little small roof. So the pipe's gonna have to go somewhere and that's your main entrance. So yeah. I don't know what you want it to look like out there.
Brian, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this for the leaders? The leaders?
Yeah, there's just two little drains, but it's in the front. It's in the front door. So we should probably look at where we want to bring that pipe. Whether you want to get it behind something, or even with a site guy, it's got to stub up to us, too.
Is there provisions on both sides?
Both sides of the canopy has it down.
There's provisions for drains on either side.
Jose, you got anything?
Are we going to utilize both of them?
Brian, you got anything?
No.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Do you know what time we're supposed to be meeting?